Storing product in distribution channel. Possible warehouse roles in the distribution channel include distribution, fulfillment, and reverse logistics. Distribution centers. Within the distribution channel, warehouses are employed as places to store product to supply push or pull demand at the retailer. As Exhibit 4-7 shows, product arrives at distribution centers from finished goods warehouses at production/assembly facilities or from warehouses at other DCs. Exhibit 4-7, distribution centers. Distribution centers are playing an increasing complex role in the supply chain, and this is evident in the varied types of storage and value-added activities DCs can perform. Fulfillment centers. A fulfillment center is a type of DC that distributes directly to customers. It receives goods from manufacturers or wholesalers, stores them, receives orders, and ships product to customers. Fulfillment centers play a major role in online retail. Fulfillment operations may be standalone facilities whose only purpose is to fill online orders, or they may be part of a retail operation, for example, a craft and hobby store that maintains an online presence where it takes orders that it fills from store stock. Increasingly, brick-and-mortar businesses are using their retail presence to fulfill online orders. Customers can come to the store and pick up orders, perhaps avoiding shipping charges. Richards notes that fulfillment warehouses have special challenges. They carry a huge number of items that must be carefully tracked to identify and remove slow sellers. Many items have seasonal demand only, making inventory decisions critical. Orders are small and have lower value, so operations must be highly efficient to be profitable. Customers have come to expect rapid order response. Fulfillment centers are typically located near major markets to lower delivery time and costs. Finally, fulfillment centers must plan for the merchandise return rate. This rate will vary among product lines. Products that are more subject to fit and taste, such as clothing, may have higher return rates than other products. Products that are ordered online may also see higher rates of return than purchases made at a retail location, as consumers may decide to return products ordered online once they have inspected them firsthand or if they receive a damaged or incorrect product. Online retailers may help mitigate some amount of returns by developing processes that increase order accuracy and decrease damage in transit. Reverse logistics centers. Reverse logistics centers are usually operated by a third-party logistics provider. As indicated in Exhibit 4-8, customers may return unwanted or damaged products, marked with an X in the graphic, to retailers who consolidate the returns and ship them to the reverse logistics center. Alternatively, customers may be directed by distributors, perhaps online sellers, to ship the product to the reverse logistics center themselves. Exhibit 4-8, warehousing role in reverse logistics centers. The reverse logistics center may repackage the item if it is still usable and send it back through the distribution channel. It may fix items and redirect them back through a special channel for reconditioned, repaired, and refurbished goods. Or, if the product cannot be resold, the reverse logistics center assumes responsibility for disposing of it, recycling the product's components and packaging if possible, and ensuring environmentally responsible disposal of what cannot be recycled. Reverse logistics centers may use different types of storage containers than conventional warehouses, mobile bins and cages rather than pallets. They may also need baling equipment for shipping material used in returns, such as cardboard.